This is the Freeman Podcasting Network, bringing a Judeo-Christian voice into the world of internet podcasting. We provide a fresh look at culture, history, and current events, all laced with biblical insight. My name is Mark Weaver. Visit our website at freemanpodcasting.net to learn about who we are and what we do. Your narrator for this podcast is yours truly, Mark Weaver. Have a great day. Saturday, November 27th, 2004. Books I am reading. Right now I'm reading a book titled This Little Church Went to Market. In this book, author Gary Gilley writes about the gradual shift in our culture toward entertainment and fun. 225 years ago, when our nation was being formed, three men, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay, wrote a series of articles which we now call the Federalist Papers. These articles, written to promote the passage of the new U.S. Constitution, were published in newspapers and read by everyday people. Have you ever tried to read the Federalist Papers? My conclusion is that the mind of the everyday American today is far less developed than the mind of the average American of yesterday. I'm not saying that we are less intelligent, just intellectually underdeveloped. We spend way too much time amusing and entertaining ourselves, and not enough time cogitating and cultivating a biblically based mind grid. Anyway, back to the book by Gary Gilley, This Little Church Went to Market. The book is a critique of the trend in modern, or shall we say postmodern, evangelicalism toward the seeker-friendly church, the movement that seeks to meet non-believers' felt needs. I'm about one quarter of the way through the book so far. The second book I'm attempting to get through is titled The Call. It's by Oz Guinness. In this book, Guinness addresses the most fundamental need of every believer, that of finding out who we really are and why God has placed us here. Right now, I'm about 20 pages in. I love Guinness, a graduate of England's Oxford University, but also a man who lives in Northern Virginia. I had the privilege of meeting Oz twice. The first time we met was at a book signing at Truro Episcopal Church. The second time was when John Jenkins and I went to lunch with him and his partner, John Seal. This was right after Bloodlines came out. It was quite amazing, actually, having lunch with an Oxford man. The third book I'm working on is Bob Dylan's Chronicles, Volume 1. Dylan is telling the story of his early days in New York before he began to become famous. Either his memory is unbelievably good, or he is enhancing the story with fictionalized details, because the details are amazing. Above the fireplace, a framed portrait of a wigged colonial was staring back at me, near the sofa, a wooden cabinet supported by fluted columns, near that, an oval table with rounded drawers, a chair like a wheelbarrow, small desk of violet wood veneer with flip-down drawers, a couch that was padded, and so forth. He's recounting stuff from 40-plus years ago. Anyways, I like Dylan. I wish there were more hours in the day. There's so much I want to read. Thanks for listening, and please visit us at freemanpodcasting.net.